Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Saturday, March 26th, 2022. Today he is addressing the purpose of human life and of reincarnation. Practically everyone who incarnates forgets that they have a spiritual purpose. Love is everything, only there is no thing. Love is all. And all is pure energy in abundance, boundless, limitless, and in infinite profusion, bountifully providing for all your needs and desires. As humans experiencing the dream illusion of separation, this does not appear to be a valid statement, because in form limits are normal. To be in form is to be in a state of limitation. In fact, in today's world, limits are endemic, prevalent, sweeping, leading many to wonder how life on earth will be maintained when you come up against the major ones that finally prevent further expansion as demands for clean water, fresh food, and energy appear to be very rapidly indeed outstripping your ability to find new reserves to satisfy your human earthly needs. But as your life in form is simply a dream from which you are awakening, truly, there are no limits. They will dissolve with the dream as you awaken into the reality of infinite abundance. It is very difficult for you to believe that this is possible because you have been fed the story of shortage and limitation since infancy for many generations, and it is deeply ingrained in the collective psyche. It is unconscious as a belief in that it appears to be a scientifically proven fact. And when viewed from your conditioned, confused, and constrained awareness, it is factually true. However, as the collective awareness expands, it is becoming quite clear that there are many other ways of dealing with these seemingly major and intractable issues that will present you with very practical means to resolve them. We therefore come back to that initial statement in the book, A Course in Miracles. Nothing real can be threatened, nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. No one is unreal. Life is eternally at peace with itself in a state of constant creative joy. The state of separation, the dream or illusion in which it seems you were immersed until death terminates your human existence, was an attempt by the Son of God to prove he could live completely free of any connection to Source, his Father. But as Source is all that exists, obviously independence or separation is impossible, and the seemingly very real experience of that state is totally illusory. Meanwhile, as you engage with that unreal state, believing in it utterly and completely as so many still do, you can and do experience, by your own free will choices, anxiety, fear, pain, suffering, and the feelings and emotions that make it seem real. Of course, you also experience joy and happiness, but you mostly focus on the negative aspects of life in form and spend much time trying to alleviate or remove them. That is like trying to remove down while retaining up. Opposites have to be integrated, made one, because they are completely interdependent. If I could destroy you and did so, I would also unavoidably destroy myself, because you and I are, of course, one. Wars and conflicts are simply attempts to do just that, and of course they fail, because you, me, are opposites and can only be integrated, because the destructive of anything real is impossible. Reincarnation, which is unreal, is just an aspect of life in form within the dream illusion, means that as long as you choose to maintain the illusion and engage with it, you will reincarnate in order to deal with the karma of previous lives in form. You do not have to keep on doing that, seemingly interminably during thousands of lives in form. Instead, you can choose to awaken. Many are doing that now, which is why the illusion is drawing to a state of closure and the human collective is awakening. Life is good. When you embark on your absolutely essential daily journey, within yourselves back to source for a few moments of revitalization, focus on the wonder, the miracle of life, and of the fully conscious awareness that you uncover there. When you allow yourselves to stay deep within yourselves, long enough for your minds to have pauses between thoughts, to give yourselves moments of peace when nothing is going on, you will find that your physical energy is much restored, so that continuing with the daily business of being human becomes less demanding. Making time for yourselves is essential, especially now as stuff continues to arise into everyone's awareness demanding attention. Before you incarnated, you knew that this time around you were going to have a very difficult life to deal with, making what arises for you in the present moment of the illusion very problematic. But before you incarnated, you also knew that you would be fully supported by those also in form with whom you would be interacting, even if in the moment those interactions caused conflict, and also by those watching over you from the spiritual realms on whom you can call 24/7. Nevertheless, practically everyone who incarnates forgets that they have a spiritual purpose, that they are on a spiritual path that they have most carefully planned for themselves with the most wonderful divine guidance and wisdom. Many find themselves living either a life that seems purposeless or living a life of service in which hardly anyone sees or appreciates them or the work that they are doing. Yes, you have all chosen very tough paths in service to the human collective, but deep within yourselves you do know that you are fully and most lovingly supported in every moment, in spite of the fears, anxieties, and suffering you undergo. This is why it is so essential that you seek inner guidance every day in order to uplift your spirits enough to give you the faith, the strength, and the stamina to continue. You are all without any exceptions on earth to assist mightily in the collective awakening process, so send love to all because you need each other's support and you promised it to each other before incarnating. Those who seem to have lost their way and are operating egotistically and narcissistically, using deceit and corruption to protect and guide them, need even more love, so direct it towards them when you do your daily intention setting. Do not judge them, because that encourages your own egoic sense of righteous anger. Your egos are a major aspect of choosing to experience life in form, leading to a justifiable sense or outward expression of condemnation and a desire to see them punished. Your egos are like little children who need you to set boundaries so that they can themselves evolve. If you do not set these, they begin to feel entitled and expect you to resolve all their problems for them. This you cannot do because, like you, your children have their own spiritual paths that they need to become aware of and live. This is what human evolution is all about, and your egos are just split-off parts of your minds that will be integrated into the one mind as you awaken. Thousands of generations of humanity have passed, and human evolution has moved forwards and backwards many, many times. Now that evolution is complete, even though that often does not appear to be the case, the collective awakening can come to a most magnificent completion. Remember, therefore, and keep on remembering that there is only love. Remind yourselves of this many times daily as issues arise that require your attention, and also remember that everyone is doing their best, always. Love is the cure, is the healer, is all. Invite it to embrace you so that you too will engage and interact only lovingly, whatever may arise. With so very much love, Saul.